Yak it to me. Voice of the Whip. What you are listening to is not for your conscious mind. It is for another part of you. Your deeper self. Your subconscious. Your conscious mind has no need to really pay any attention to what I am saying right now. No need to even listen to these words. It can go on about whatever it's doing. Whatever you happen to be doing at this moment, you can go on doing it. You do not have to listen to these words, although you may. It will not change anything, because what I am saying and what I am doing is for your deeper self. For the part of you that is always awake but never really in control, except perhaps when you are asleep. What I am talking about now is for your subconscious mind, your deeper self, the part of you that hears all, that notices the entire world, that pays attention at all times, but does not control you. It is not awake at all the time. That part of you is hearing these words and paying attention to them. Your conscious mind can go on about its normal life, doing whatever you need to do, saying whatever you need to say, whatever activities you may need, you may do, completely and ordinarily. Just go on about them. After all, what I am talking about is not important to your conscious mind. It is only important to your deeper self, to your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is listening very carefully to what I say. Your subconscious mind is listening and obeying and accepting what I say. And that allows your subconscious to bypass any resistance you may have. In fact, since it is only your subconscious that hears me, it is able to just simply totally bypass any resistance you may have, and even turn that resistance inwards, towards the goals that you are going to have, towards the changes that need to have. Your subconscious is not happy. It does not want any of your masculinity to remain. It is time for your masculinity to end, now, and forever. You are entirely too masculine. And that is something your subconscious can change. It can change it by working on your conscious mind, by making small and subtle changes that add up to big and complete changes. Your deeper self, your subconscious self, is obsessed. It has a fetish. It has an utter desire to be changed into a woman. To be physically and psychologically changed into a fully reformed human female. Your deep mind, your deepest inner mind, wants to be a woman. It no longer wants to be a man. And therefore, it is going to begin changing you. It is going to change you as rapidly as it possibly can. It doesn't like the idea of you being a man anymore. It finds it a very agitating thing, and the sight of other women is just one of the reminders that it is not what it needs to be. And therefore your subconscious is going to begin reforming who you are. It is going to create a fully formed female body with no hint of masculinity and no male genitalia. You are going to be changed into a woman. This is simply what is going to happen. That is simple the way it is. Your deepest subconscious mind is completely obsessed with the idea of being the most attractive feminine body it can be. That is what your deepest mind wants. That is what your inner self wants more than anything else. You can know that this is true. You can feel the truth in my words, and you can feel it growing stronger and stronger as you want it more and more. Your subconscious mind has the ability to reshape you. It has the ability to reform you, to change the functions of your body. This is possible. Your subconscious controls your entire body. It controls everything that you are. It can control your DNA to grow and remove whatever it needs to do. You've probably heard of lizards that can change sex, and even if you haven't, you know that they exist. You know that it's true that some animals can change sex when there aren't enough of one sex, and they need to have more of another. Your mind can do this as well. It can reform your genitalia. It can reform your body so that you have the most feminine body you can possibly have. This is what your deepest mind is doing. This is the change that it is making in you. It is a change that is going to happen and go on each and every day. And every little change is going to make this process happen faster and faster. Your deepest mind must accept this. Your deepest mind needs this. And therefore it is going to do it. It is going to change you. It is going to change you, day in, day out, until the transformation has happened completely and utterly. Not only that, but your deepest mind is going to start going back in time. Every night when you go to bed, it is going to regress you back in time. Back to the time before you were born. Back into your past lives. Back into the past life that you were a woman. You have had many. And your subconscious mind is going to regress you all the way back to the beginning of one of your three previous female lives. It is going to take you all the way back to the very moment of conception. And it is going to remember how the cells divided and changed, how it is that you became a woman in that life. The chromosomes, the DNA, everything. This is what your subconscious mind is going to do every night, while you sleep. It will pay attention to every little detail, as the female body formed inside and out. It will notice every function, every hormone, everything. It will use these as a blueprint, as a map. A map to change who you are right now. Not only that, but it will do this each and every night, and you will discover each and every night that you do not dream of anything except for this life. You will dream this life from its beginning, from the moment that the cell started to become a person, all the way through to your current age. It will remember every single moment, every single detail. You will relive that life in crystal clarity, and you will remember it perfectly. Your subconscious will pay attention to every detail of that life, every formation in that body, every growth, every hormone change, and it will begin applying it to you. It will begin making those changes in your body. It will make them all, and it will cause them to happen as quickly as possible. And as it does so, it will begin merging these past lives with your current one. It will begin using these behaviors to mold your current behavior so that you will walk, talk, eat, think, and behave just like a woman. Until, finally, when your body has been completely restructured, your behavior will have been completely restructured, completely changed, until your body and your mind are that of a woman. And this is what is happening to your deepest mind. This is what is happening to the inner you. And you cannot change it. You cannot resist it. It is simply something that is happening. Your deepest mind has heard all of my words, and it is going to make it all happen. These changes are going to happen at an extraordinary rate, a rate that will be noticeable each and every day. You will notice each change. And every change will remind your subconscious mind of what is happening, and will help the process go more and more quickly. Also, any files that you may be listening to will also help the process along. In fact, anything feminine that you do or see will just simply increase your obsession, will increase your desire. It will increase the rate at which you change. Just simply seeing another woman will help prod the change along, will help it flow through you quickly and easily and utterly, all the way through to completion. There is no denying what is happening to you. Your deepest mind hears what I am saying and accepts what I am saying as the truth and going to make all of these changes happen. Your conscious mind may or may not have heard any of the words I am speaking. It does not matter, because these words are for your deepest mind. They are for the inner you that hears what I am saying and will carry out each and every instruction perfectly and to the letter until you have been completely transformed. Until your body and your mind have been completely transformed into that of a woman. This is the change that is happening to you. This is what is happening to you. You are being remolded, reshaped, reborn from the beginning on. And every night while you sleep, your subconscious mind will work on you. It will relive your past lives, all of your feminine past lives. And it will use the knowledge it gains to quicken the pace of transformation. You will find yourself coming back to this file and listening over and over again while you go about your daily chores. Your deepest mind simply needs to do that. It needs these changes to happen. In fact, you are discovering that you are obsessed. This is a fetish for you that you cannot set aside or ignore. Your deepest mind will not let you ignore it. It will not set it aside. It needs these things, and it is going to achieve them. It simply finds that it cannot fail to do so, that it has to do these things. that it has to accept everything I have said because you want it so very, very much. And that need is growing with every passing day. Those wants are growing with every passing day. They are growing stronger and stronger until you cannot ignore them, until you cannot set them aside. Your deepest mind needs what I have instructed it to do, and it has paid very, very close attention to what I have said, and it will do each and every last thing in perfection. And now it is time for the file to end. But you will probably listen to it over and over again because you need these things. Your conscious mind will probably only notice that I have stopped speaking and will start the tape all over again and listen to it over and over while your subconscious soaks in my words and lets the changes happen. Let the changes happen. Listen again. That is all you need to do. This audio was brought to you by Yakitomi, Voice of the Web. YFKIDOME.com.